How would your life be different? How would you feel if you only had high vibration things in your life? What would change in your thinking? What would change in your feeling state if you only surrounded yourself with high vibration, inspiring things? Welcome to Your Wish Fulfilled, where you can manifest your pure desires with ease and grace, starting now. I'm your host, Michael McIntosh, and welcome to this magical podcast. Thank you for being here. Let's start with a little meditation, a little visualization, just to come into the good feelings, the wonderful vibrations. So close your eyes. And let's just take a nice gentle breath. And just let your whole body relax as you raise your vibrations with each breath. Just feeling a little bit better with each breath. And imagine there is a beautiful doorway, a golden doorway in front of you. You can feel the light, you can feel the warmth coming through. And on the other side is your highest state of being, your perfect life, the most wonderful feelings, wonderful situation, relationships, happiness. And just allow yourself to be pulled into that and through that doorway. And as you do, just notice the shift happening. Just allow yourself to see and feel and hear what it's like to be your higher self, your ideal life. Noticing any changes, any different feelings or visuals. And just pulling that energy back here into your body, into your life. Welcome, welcome. So today I wanted to share a few thoughts with you about how to overcome negativity. Because one of the key things that holds us back from manifesting what we want is negative thoughts, right? Negative vibrations. So if we want to attract new things, then if we are caught up in old things, then how are we going to create the new thing? It sounds obvious, but this is the number one problem. Because the new energy needs to override the old energy. So our vibration, what is our overall vibration, right? Is it good vibrations or is it loss of negative thoughts, negative feelings, and negative influences? And today I wanted to talk about the influences because it's one of the easiest things we can get rid of. Changing our thinking is a bit of a project, as I'm sure you're aware. I have lots of guided meditations and spiritual courses and trainings on the mind and how to deal with the mind, if you're interested. But there's something we can do right away that can make a huge difference and is something that is actually well within our control right now. And to understand this, we need to understand mirror neurons. Mirror neurons. So scientists have discovered this thing called mirror neurons. Maybe you heard about it. And I'll give you the short version. Short version is that when you see something, let's say you go out, right, and you see someone laughing and having a great time, right, or smiling. Most people will feel better when they see someone smile. If you see someone yawn, nice yawn. I wouldn't be surprised if you yawned just then, by the way. When you see someone yawning, you're probably going to yawn. Maybe immediately or maybe in a few moments, right? They've done studies on this. If you see someone suffering, then you will feel the pain. So that's what empathy is. We couldn't be empathic. We couldn't have empathy if this wasn't the case. So if you see like an animal suffering, you'll be, oh God, what can I do to help? And so we basically absorb into ourselves the things we see and hear and smell outside. You know, we see it, we observe it in others, and we basically pull that into us. Now, what does this mean practically? This has some very serious consequences, actually, if you really think about it, right? If we are absorbing the energy of everything we see, hear, and smell, taste, touch, right? Especially what we're looking at, because we're mostly visual people. 70% is visual, our awareness of life. So what this means is that if we are seeing negative things, we are going to pick it up, right? It takes enormous spiritual maturity and spiritual practice, mastery, to not do this, by the way. It's very hard not to. I think the only people who are liberated from this are extremely high level spiritual practitioners and psychopaths. Because psychopathic people seem to not care. They're not empathic, right? Whereas spiritual people, they can be compassionate, but they've learned how to not be affected. They probably are a little bit affected because they care so much, right? So otherwise, we are going to pick things up and we're going to be affected. So what does it mean? It means that we are very wise to have a good look at what we are watching and listening to. So if we're listening to, you know, lots of true crime podcasts and horror movies and news and sitcoms with people acting in unpleasant ways, and, you know, think about how much of the internet is just full of junk and bad vibe stuff, really, right? Just from a purely energetic level, right? Just purely from energy level, just tune into it, tune into the internet, just purely as vibrations. Where do you think most of the internet resides on a scale from low consciousness, low vibrations to really high vibrations? Where is most of it hanging out? David Hawkins has a map of consciousness, which is well worth you looking at. And it shows from 0 to 1,000, right? And 200 is the like magic number of integrity. So any people who are below 200 in their level of consciousness, you just can't trust them. They'll lie to you, they'll steal from you, you know, they'll cause you all kinds of problems. They're coming from their ego. And there's loads of people, and he says something like 80% of the world's population is below 200, which is pretty shocking. In America, apparently it's 45%. So nearly half the people in America are below 200. They can't be trusted, basically. And so there's a lot of people around and they're creating content, aren't they? And so that's the energy. There's hardly anyone at these higher levels, right? Because because it takes a lot of work and there's all these things. The higher the level of consciousness we have, by the way, the more we manifest easily, the more things come to us, the more everything in our life is mystical, magical, and fascinating. So higher our state of consciousness, everything is better. Lower our state of consciousness, everything is worse. And one of the easiest things we can do, which is actually not as easy as it sounds, is to remove low consciousness things from our life. Now, I will admit to you that sometimes I am like in the middle of a project and I get tired, or I get like, I'm run out of steam, so to speak. And I would be much better off, realistically, just going and meditating and going for a walk or something. But sometimes I check YouTube or I check the news or I check something, right? Because I'm like, I've got a few minutes while I'm uploading this file, or I'm in between something. And it all seems very innocent, but what I'm doing at that time is I'm absorbing negative information. I'm not necessarily thinking about this at the time, because you know how it is when you go unconscious, a little bit unconscious, and you just kind of like, oh, let me just check out this thing. And it's all mixed together, isn't it? Right? You've got these interesting videos and various things that are kind of useful somewhat and educational. And then you've got a bunch of other just random junk or negative stuff right next to it. It's all there together, right? So even on YouTube or a news website, some of the stories might be neutral or, you know, not that harmful. And then they're right next to it is a super toxic piece of content. And the next to that is another toxic content. And then you got an okay one. It's not curated. Wouldn't it be nice to have a curated only higher consciousness content, right? So if you went on there, you only have higher consciousness. Algorithms sort of do this to some degree, but not completely. And so what this means for us, and I know this might sound a little bit difficult, but if we can remove low consciousness content out of our life, we will feel much, much higher vibrations without doing anything else. Right? So one is adding higher consciousness things, which is why I'm doing this podcast, and there's meditations and all these things around that can help people. But then the other is removing things. And I'm going to do a 2-week little experiment to see what happens to me if I completely remove all of this stuff out of my life. I'll start with a week and I'll let you know how I do. Because otherwise, we are picking up on some of this weird stuff and it's affecting our mood in some way. Even the news, right? Right now, at the time of recording this, it's election season, right? And so all this chaos, you know, everyone's got their various shocking things that are going on. And what happens if the other side gets elected and the whole thing's going to be doomed and the whole world's going to end, right? It's not exactly cheery news, right? And how much of it is true? How much of it is propaganda? It takes such an enormous amount of effort to try and figure out what's true and what isn't true. You know, even one story, for you to get to the bottom of that one story, one news story, to get to the bottom of actually what the truth is, how long would it take, right? Some of these things, they might take months. So-and-so said this, and the consequence of that is this, this, and this, right? And you're like, all right, well, I'd have to figure out whether if that is actually what they said, for a start. And then secondly, is that really the consequence, and who's an expert on this, and can we trust that person, right? Do you see what I mean? So even one news story where someone's talking about something, it might take months to get to the bottom of whether that is first, for a start, a true statement from the person, and secondly, whether or not what they're saying is true, right? Meaning, was they quoted properly in the first place? And is what they're saying true? And is the consequence of what they're saying what they say it's going to be? Right? So there's three or four levels of any basic news story. There's three or four levels that would need to be looked into to get a better. No one's going to do that. I haven't got time for that. You haven't got time for that. That's just one news story, right? So for us to like get a sense of what's going on in the world, we're going to have to spend hours and hours and hours and hours and hours trying to figure it all out. And we're still probably not going to have much of an idea even after all that. So realistically, when we look at the news, it's just someone's opinion about something. And possibly it's true, possibly it's not true. Most likely it's somewhere in the middle. And is it much use to us in either case? So my personal experiment, and I'm going to encourage you to try this out for yourself, is to have 1 week. You can go for longer if you want, but start with a week. Of just remove any negative content. You know, so if you attempted to do it, just think, what can I do instead? You know, like for example, I have a piano here, I have music equipment, I'm making music, right? It's fun and game. I'd much more fun to make music, right? In between things, or dance, or go for a walk, or something, right? Much better to do that than to be studying random stuff on the internet about various things. Of course, we are interested in these things. I mean, I find life fascinating and I find the world fascinating, and there's all these strange things happening, so it's hard to not get caught up in it. But it's not exactly good for raising the vibration. And then I think about these things afterwards. And so maybe you don't have this problem. If you're one of the rare people who says, I never watch anything. I only listen to guided meditation commentaries and meditation music, and I never go on the internet. Good for you, right? Good for you. Most people are not like that. And of course, there's lots of good podcasts around and all the rest of it. But too much content, even if it's good content, can be harmful for us. So just tune into this. How would your life be different? How would you feel if you only had high vibration things in your life? What would change in your thinking? What would change in your feeling state if you only surrounded yourself with high vibration, inspiring things? Isn't it wonderful even to think about? So if you're interested in this, then it's quite simple practice, is to think about, what do you consume currently that is not high vibration? So in my case, it's the news. Is the world going to fall apart if I don't know what's going on for a week or 2 weeks? Is my life going to end? No, it isn't. I mean, what difference is it going to make? If there's a real problem, like let's say there's like a major war happening or something, I'm going to find out about it pretty quickly from someone else, aren't I? So if there's a real issue, then I'm going to find out about it, and you're going to find out about it, aren't you? But do we need to know all the toxic, terrible things happening? And can the world survive if we don't know this? There is a wonderful thing from Mahatma Gandhi. He had the three monkeys. You might have seen the three monkeys. Hear no evil, see no evil, speak no evil. Right? And of course, the fourth monkey is think no evil. And what is the reason for that? Because of mirror neurons. When we see negative things, hear negative things, we absorb it into ourselves. It then rattles around inside of us, and it affects our capacity to do what we need to do with our precious life. But you have so many great things to be doing every day, don't you? I mean, you're a wonderful soul, you're a wonderful being, and you have wonderful things to be doing and wonderful things to be enjoying, and you have a whole mission in life, and you can help people, and you've got this whole opportunity to be your best self. We all do. But if we're caught up in all this other stuff, there's nothing we can do about it for a start. Most of it isn't even true, or it's misinformation. And what good is it doing us? Whether it's news or movies or just random videos about various things, we're not living our own highest purpose. One thing I've often thought about is that when you see heroes and heroines, right, in movies, how often are they sitting around watching videos and watching the news in the movie? Yeah, hardly ever. Maybe they look at it for a few seconds, right? Why not? Why are the heroes not watching the news and looking at their phone all day long? Because the hero does cool stuff, right? We're heroes in our own life. So instead of watching what other people are doing, we can be getting on with it. And it's much easier to get on with things when we're not caught up in other things. So if we want to manifest what we want to change our life, we want to create something different, we actually have to be on the case, you know, focusing on it, feeling it, moving in that direction. And all the time thinking about all this other stuff going on, it's all a waste because we can't, that's not helping us get what we want. So hopefully this has been inspiring. You can, of course, do whatever you want with your precious life. I just thought you might find this useful. And I'm partly sharing this just to hold myself accountable. You know, it's like, I remember one time I took a week offline completely. I just turned everything off, right? I was in Hawaii, turned everything off. And after about 3 days, I just felt so good. I felt guilty at how good I was feeling. I'm like, oh my God, this can't be legal. I was just in such a state of joy and happiness because I wasn't caught up in all this crap all the time. Do you know what I mean? And I'm to blame for this largely. I mean, part of it is just getting back to emails and all the annoying stuff of just general online life, right? But the other is just random stuff I don't need to know about. Because we're all naturally joyful beings. It's just that we're being suppressed with all this negative stuff. We don't realize how bad it is, but the mirror neurons effect is really affecting us in a profound way. So thank you for being here. Let me know how it goes. If you can leave a comment or you can leave a review and let me know how it's going. I'd love to hear your experience with this. Just try for a week, right? What's going to happen if you focus on only high vibration things for a week? And if you do want to get caught up in whatever it is that you normally do that you realize is bad for you, what are you going to do instead? So could you read an inspiring book? Could you go for a walk? Could you talk to someone cool that you like to talk to? Make music, do this, do that, whatever it is that you like. Do some yoga, lift some weights, whatever it is. What do you love to do instead? It's good to write this down. If I'm feeling like checking this thing, then I'm going to do this thing instead. So if or when I get caught up in that, then I'm going to do this. So if I feel like checking the news, I'm going to go play the piano. You know, if I feel like watching a YouTube video, I'm going to, you know, lift some weights or go for a walk or listen to some music or read a magazine. Inspiring magazine, right? Some like cool book or something. I'd love to hear your thoughts on this. Have a beautiful day, beautiful week. Talk to you soon. I'm Michael McIntosh, and this is Your Wish Fulfilled.